Hello everybody. A friend from India has asked me to explain more of my work in English. So I would like to do that now. And for all who don't know me yet, my name is Gopal and I work as a trauma therapist and spiritual teacher in Europe. During my life, I studied a lot of psychological and spiritual and esoteric teachers and aspects and methods and techniques. And during the time, I discovered some core principles which can really help us. And these principles are independent from special capabilities, from special knowledge. It can be applied by everyone. So in this video, I would like to share my insights with you, and I can tell you that you can directly benefit from that information because, as I said before, you don't need special knowledge or special capabilities. You don't have to be clairvoyant or a big meditator. Also, you don't have to study psychology or anything like that. The principles that can help us to transform our suffering are absolutely simple. But it is not simple to apply them and to see them, because our whole life is based on not looking at that. So we have to start at the beginning. In the early childhood, our nervous system is not fixed. It is not static. It is growing. And the nervous system grows dependent on our experiences. So we can say that later, as grown-ups, we have not only experienced our childhood, we are our childhood. And the experiences in our childhood are basically the experiences in the relationship with our parents. And this gets the foundation, the basis of how we experience life later on. And from a normal point of view, it appears that we look at the world and at others, at ourselves and relationships in an objective way, but this is not the case. Instead, we look through our childhood experiences on everything, but we don't realize that. So to establish a new life, we have to understand what has happened to us. Without this understanding, we cannot change our lives. So if we realize that the way how we experience life now, how we feel today as grown-ups, is exactly how we felt as children in the relationship with our parents. As long as the main transformation has not happened yet, we still live in the childhood without realizing that. During childhood, what most of us experience is a corruption of the attachment relationship with our parents. So we don't get the love we need, we don't get the attention and the space we need. There's always some interruption, some disturbance. And our life is built around these disturbances. That means, as a child, we can only cope with the circumstances. We cannot solve the situation. We cannot find a real solution for a situation with parents who not fully love us, who not who don't accept us completely. And accepting us completely means that all our emotions, all our reactions, all our activities can be brought into contact with the parents. It doesn't mean that the parents basically allow everything, but it means that basically what is happening in us is welcome, and the parents can get in contact with it, and they don't have to defend and defend that and avoid that. So in that situation, a child cannot say, oh, my parents, they don't accept my rage, so I look somewhere else. This is not possible, because the child is absolutely dependent on the parents. The life is dependent on these persons. So there cannot be a real solution for the nervous system. There can only be a workaround, something that keeps us stable and allows the body to grow. And as we don't have a solution, we carry the stuff that is not solved from childhood, we carry that with us. And the workaround a child can find, there are only two possibilities. The first possibility is, because the child realizes it is not accepted the way it is, it changes itself and tries something like a symbiosis with the parents. The child tries to be like the parents want it. It is artificial, but it helps to keep the attachment relation in a stable state. So this is one possibility. And if this is not solved later on through therapy or whatever, such a person continuously tries to ignore itself and tries to fulfill the needs of others and hopes that by being like others want me to get the relational, to get the connection with other people, which doesn't work, of course. The other possibility is, if even this is not possible, then the child completely retracts itself from the parents and closes itself completely and avoids any contact. So we can say that this solution is worse than the first one, but basically there are only these two possibilities. And the second situation is that later on, that such a person doesn't want to get in contact with others. It doesn't even feel a conflict in that way. Such a grown up, such a person always wants to be alone. So I explain this in the extreme form, so that it's more understandable. So with these two configurations, we try to live our life. And of course, this creates trouble, and not only trouble, all kinds of suffering, deep suffering, because we don't get the connection we need as human beings, as mammals. We need deep, loving relationships with others. And these two workarounds avoid that, even in later ages. So this is the basis of our life, although most of us are not aware of that. But the question is now, how can we solve that? And what I found out is that we don't need any esoteric or complex methods. This is all not possible, not necessary. And even it is not possible to solve that problem with spiritual methods. At least this is my experience. We cannot solve the suffering which is caused by early childhood trauma, called developmental trauma or attachment trauma, which means that as grown-ups we are not able to build up deep relationships. We cannot solve this by meditation or yoga or any other spiritual practice. It is the same thing as if you want to heal a broken leg with meditation. This is for most of us not possible. It is a different level. So we must be aware that we don't confuse the levels and the layers. The only thing that is necessary is that we start honest communication. And honest communication means that we communicate the content of our three levels of existence, of experience. And we start with the body. So if you have a partner or a friend you can trust, you can communicate what happens, what's going on in your body. For example, I feel relaxed, or I have headache, or in my body is pain in the right knee, whatsoever. So we communicate the physical level. Then we communicate the emotional level. For example, there are feelings of sadness, of happiness, of indifference, or even there are no, I can't perceive any emotions right now. And the third level is our mind. So we communicate the content of our mind, but it is important to communicate that in a way that it is clear that we are not identified with the content. And that means that we start like in my head, there are thoughts about whatsoever. So we have to start to communicate that, but in a way that it is clear that we are not identified with the thoughts. If I say, I think you are whatever, then I'm completely identified with it. If I say in my head there are thoughts which say that you are dot 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 dot, then you are not identified. So it means that we have to communicate all our levels in a way that it's clear that they are in a way distant to us. We are not these three layers. They appear in our consciousness, but we are not the content of these three layers. And if we communicate that in that way, this is what I call honest communication in relationships. And this is enough to transform all suffering. At least this is my experience. Because if we communicate what is inside of us, and the other wants to hear that, then energy starts flowing. And this is the procedure that transforms the blockages. And we can also say from a psychological viewpoint, the lost childhood parts, the lost child is brought into contact with this method. So this is the core of my work, to bring people in contact, in real contact with their inner states. And I have found out, to say that again, that it's absolutely enough to communicate our states, our content of the three main layers. And if we do that, everyone in a row, one after the other, we can even transform a whole group. And this is what I call the local group project. So if you do that, and if you have a partner or someone to share this technique, then you have a great possibility to transform your life. And to come back to the two main ways to deal with childhood trauma, the first one who gets more in a symbiotic state and the other who cuts himself off from others, everyone approaches relationships in a different way, as I explained before, and it is very helpful to know the way how these types interact. For example, the one who always wants to have a symbiotic relationship, he or she is completely focused on the other. So especially for these people, it is very important to stay with yourself and only communicate from yourself what is going on inside of you, and don't tell anything about the other. Don't think about the other. Just tell what's going on inside of you. This is very important for this type. And for the other type who has moved away from any way of contact, it is important to again focus on the other. But that does not mean to talk about the other. It's about talking about that what happens inside of us caused by others. So this type has to get in contact with other people, and the first type has to get in contact with himself or herself. So this is the overview of my work. I hope it's you get an idea about that. And again, it's very, very powerful. It may appear too easy or too simple, but it's really, really powerful. And you have to try that yourself. On my webpage, you also find a lot of English content. There are videos, texts, even whole DVDs you can download, and audio files. So you have the possibility to study that. And if something is not clear to you, then you can write me an email. And I would really like to support English speaking people, because that helps to spread these principles more and more around the globe. And a last thing, if you want to work directly with me, it is possible. I offer events and retreats and groups, and if you are speaking English, you don't speak German, this is no problem. You can take part and we work together in English. This is no problem.